I guess just from an administration standpoint, what are some of the big things that you're paying attention to and sort of at the forefront of your mind as we're developing a budget in the city of Kenai for fiscal year 2020?
Well, you know, we certainly are considering what's going on at the state level. You know, there was some early legislation, primarily with oil and gas tax and fisheries tax, that we certainly paid attention to. They seem to have lost traction at the state level. It looks like funding for both oil and gas and fisheries is going to remain pretty steady for next year. So, you know, while we did pay attention to what's going on in the state, we really looked internally. And I will tell you that the city of Kenai is on really solid financial ground right now. Really prudent fiscal planning for many, many years is, and we're seeing the results of that. So, you know, when we looked at preparing the budget, what we really looked at, well, there's a couple things. From the operational side of things, what we wanted to focus on is making sure that we could continue to fund our operations with existing revenue. So we didn't want to look at raising taxes, either property or sales tax. So we really tried to make sure that we sized our operational budget in a way that we could cover it with existing revenues. And we accomplished that. On the capital side, it was a little bit different in that, you know, we have seen a trend over the last 4 years where capital funding from the state has gone from, well, 5 years ago, the state received over $5 million in capital funding. You know, in the last 3 years, we've received zero, and we don't anticipate receiving any this year. There's a slight possibility the state might actually provide a little bit of capital funding, but at this point, we are projecting another time zero for capital funding. So when we looked at the capital side, we realized that we have to start putting into place a plan where we can start funding this capital from the city revenues. So this year, we did actually provide more capital funding than we have in the past. Actually, to the tune of almost $1.4 million that we're spending on capital. But the focus for capital was on maintaining our existing infrastructure. Really, we see that as our primary responsibility, is making sure that we maintain what we have. And quite frankly, that hasn't been a focus necessarily in the past. But it's important that we focus on it, on maintaining what we have, growing our infrastructure, you know, maybe in a different environment, that might be something that we look at. But right now, it's really about focusing on maintaining our existing infrastructure. One of our big focuses, actually in this budget, is on our water and sewer side. There's been some things that have been deferred for a number of years. We're getting to check those off the list so that we can make sure that we maintain that. It's critical for the residents of the city that continues to run well. So we've really put a lot of focus on that this year.
What are you seeing as the proposal coming out? Are we looking at cuts at the city level? Are we looking at, you mentioned that trying to do everything without any tax increases. So are we looking at major cuts to get there? What are things looking like?
No, not major cuts to get there. You know, actually, our sales tax numbers have been very healthy over the last year. We're projecting by the end of 19 that we're going to see a 6.5% increase in sales tax revenues year over year. So that's a real benefit. Now, what we did do is when we put the budget together this year, I actually went out to every department head and asked them for a significantly reduced budget. But I also asked them to provide a narrative. So if we cut to this point, what does it look like to residents of the city as far as how does that impact our police services or our fire services or parks and rec? So I was provided that information from every department. And then what we did is we looked at each of those and we weighed the benefits of the cost savings associated with those cuts versus what it looked like from a resident's perspective. You know, how would things look differently for them? So some of those we incorporated in. Many of them we felt that the impacts to services outweighed the benefits of the cost savings. So we did look to put the budget together from a very conservative perspective, and we did actually manage to cut a significant amount of our operational budget. However, when you consider the increasing costs in healthcare and the inherent increases that you're going to see from the personnel perspective, we do see a slight increase year over year for this budget. But the reality is it's less than 1% of an increase. And when you consider that our healthcare costs alone were up over 10%, we did, I think, a really good job of maintaining the level of spending as much as possible, even with those increased pressures that we see as far as personnel costs.